Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Sound Heart Radio. Tonight's show is entitled Jesus, or Gazing at Jesus Will Heal Your Life. And in parentheses we have Contra Cosmic Spiritual Paralysis. 1 John chapter 2 verses 15 through 17 reads, Do not love the world or anything in the world. Now, the Greek word for the world is cosmos. If anyone loves the world, the cosmos, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sin, man, the lust of his eyes, and the boastings of he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the cosmos. The cosmos and its desires pass away. Thus, ladies should be, are being caused to pass away. Are being caused to pass away by the sovereign. But the man who does, and the word man here is just inclusive, that is, it is an anthropocene. But the man who does the will of God does forever. Please understand that in both the Old Testament and New Testament, an individual is what is known by his actions. An individual is known by his actions, or what one does. Now, once again, the title is Gazing at Jesus Will Heal Your Life. So, in verse 15, we have two thoughts. And so, we have a vision expressed in the imperative. Do not love. John 16, we have God so loved the world. Where there is a agape, which means the minds of sacrificial love, the word here is also agape, or form of agape. So, I want you to get what the Holy Spirit has written down for us to understand. Do not. Do not means one thing. It means do not. Do not love the cosmos or the public system. The word cosmos is from the Greek word cosmeo, which means to decorate. This cosmos is decorated or presented in such a way as to distract believing one from the divine mandate, but do not love. So we cannot fulfill the will of God, cannot do the will of God, cannot perform the will of God that he has for us if we love this cosmic system or anything in the cosmos. And so believers can become paralyzed by the cosmic system. We can develop spiritual ineptitude as it. Now, in contrast to that, on the outset of that, we have here today, yeah, Jesus. The cosmic system does not want believers to be here. And please understand that the cosmic system is never presented in the Word of God as a passive. The cosmic system actively seeks to entangle believing. the cosmic system actively seeks to subvert the leading point. The cosmic system knows what Jesus said. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. You are in our state of being, verb, you are the phos." Phos is a Greek word for light. P-H-O-S, phos. You are the phos of the what? Cosmos. You are the light. And the word phos because it denotes a light that was never kingdom, that therefore can never be extinguished. The light within the theater that was never kingdom, and therefore can never be extinguished, as Christ Jesus said. You are the light of the cosmos. You are, again, state of being verb, you are the city to heal. You are the salt. And so, what does the world want to do? The world wants to compromise the witness of belief. The world wants you to compromise. The world wants believers to be engaged in cosmic spirit. Because we'll know now that this occurs, that the testimony is available. It is gone. The effectiveness of the believing one has been undermined, has been abrogated and set aside. So there is no effectiveness. Now, John further states, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings for man, the lust of his eye. The scripture tells us in Hebrews something very powerful that we need to understand. And so, the book of Hebrews has this wonderful verse for us. And I often read this verse because it helps to heal people. And so, the writer states that we are to look unto Jesus. And we are to hold a protracted gaze upon the person of Christ. And the way that the verse is written, it means that you and I will only grow as we look out and away from the world and what it tries to offer us, because the world once again wants to destroy the testimony of believing ones. So, as an illustration of that, if you have time, read the book of Judges, chapter 13. Which brings for us the Samson cycle of stories. We won't have time to get to those tonight, but let me read for you Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, which reads, Looking unto Jesus, it is holding our gaze upon him. Looking unto Jesus, the author or the originator and the completer of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Notice, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You see, my fellow believers, it is necessary in the nature of the case because of where we live. You and I live in enemy territory. We are a spiritual outpost in the cosmic system. Therefore, because you and I are a spiritual outpost in the cosmic system, God has provided for us his own armor. Will you please read Ephesians 6? He has provided his own armor for us because of where we are, because of where we live. This world is not our home. Paul talks about our home. He uses the term politouma. You and I are citizens of heaven. This world is not our home. This cosmic system is not our home. We are, you and I are unwanted colonists, unappreciated colonists. Why are we here? We are here to herald the message of the King. We are here to herald the gospel, the good news that Jesus died, was buried, and that he rose again the third day for our justification, that whosoever believes in him should not die, but have eternal life. This is our message. This is why God has left us here. You and I, as the church, the called out ones, are to bring to the world this message. We are to herald the gospel or preach the gospel, the Evangelia, and believers, on the other hand, are to be taught the diskeimeia, that is, believers have to be taught the word, taught the word. Nowhere in the New Testament do we read that we are to preach to believing ones. Believers are to be systematically, carefully, painstakingly taught the word of God. Why? Because of what we are. Because believers need the 66 books of the Word of God in their hearts. Because of where we are. I can continue to have to say this. We're in alien territory. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not die, John 3:16, but have eternal life. Gazing at the person of Jesus, by his stripes, you and I are healed. We must look to Jesus. We must meditate upon his person. We must understand his character through the word. We must understand his character through his actions. We bring those things that hinder us from going up. We bring those things before the throne of grace. We pray and we praise. We wait on God. We meditate upon the word. We seek to enrich our lives only through him, by looking at him, our Savior, by gazing at the cross, by thinking about him on the cross and what he has done for us, how he has set us free from the world. Please keep in mind that the world wants to enslave you, because the cosmic system knows that you are free and that you belong to another kingdom. The kingdom of God for us is present in the person of Jesus. I pray that he is present in your heart. I pray that God will bless you as you gaze upon the person of Christ. Good evening.